You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, mine is Dom today because he's still traveling. He went up to Canada, essentially, to watch the eclipse. So that means your mindbender's on hold for today and probably tomorrow.
Can I just get, wompa. How many points do you? How many points?
I have lost track because it's so many.
I just want like 5 points today. Can we just give me 5 points just for fun?
An honorary five
just
points,
for just for fun. Yeah. Come on, man.
You know he's not going to go.
Put
over
my
that.
Time in.
You know he's not going to go over that.
It's unethical. I understand, but I need all the help I can get. Man.
Yeah, you really, really do because you suck so bad.
I do.
With that
I do.
Being said, I do want to give Safeway some love again because they do sponsor the mindbender every day. Shop Safeway. Spring 4x points and earn up to 4x the points to redeem on gas and groceries when you purchase participating items throughout the store. You can clip that offer right there in the Safeway app. So thank you, Safeway, for sponsoring the Mindbender. Phone lines are always open, 303-691-1649. I haven't pimped the app recently, so if you get a chance, go onto the App Store and download the Mix 100 Denver app, and you can listen to the station wherever you are.
Anywhere. On the treadmill.
On the treadmill.
There you go, yeah. Which, those rec centers and or gyms should be playing Mix 100 anyway. But, yes, you can absolutely have it on the treadmill.
I think you should make it a point to visit every rec center in the state and change the radio station.
I got you. That's my mission. That's my next mission.
So, right now, Josh came in this morning. He's like, hey, can we briefly talk about this thing that my mom is doing? And I have never heard about this before, so the floor is yours, buddy.
Well, yeah, so I've actually kind of been on a bit of a health kick. I'm just trying to be healthier, be better, eat better, work out more. I got a little lazy there during COVID and stuff like that.
It is showing. You're jacked.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Well, you know,
you're looking good.
Shirts were fitting a little tighter, and I was like, all right, let's fix that.
Well,
let's
see this happens when you go through multiple breakups, too. So.
Alrighty. Well, and so my mom did talk to me about something, and she called it grounding, but there's different words. It's earthing or grounding, and it's kind of like
when you ground your kids, like if they get in trouble?
A little bit different. You could do this, but it's a little bit different. So it's essentially kind of how humans were supposed to be. If you think about earlier on, the Neanderthals or anything like that, a lot of these people didn't wear shoes. They were just grounded on the earth. They were walking barefoot everywhere. And it's essentially where you can walk barefoot or maybe go with your shirt off or things like that, where you can lay on the ground as well. And this can be in mud.
What?
It can be in water. The ocean is really good with the salt water.
This is what you wanted to talk about today?
A beach on sand. Hear me out. Hear me out. A beach on sand or just in your backyard and be on the ground in your bare feet. Walking on grass. And I thought about this too. So obviously I'm an avid golfer. We've already talked about this. I love golf and I love golfing barefoot. It just feels good. It's so relaxing.
Aren't you afraid of stepping on something sharp? Like,
not in grass, on a golf course.
Those little tees that you step. Yeah, somebody leaves a tee out there and you
step
on it.
People are pretty good at that. And also the tees are very brightly colored or usually
white. What if it's a green one? What if it's a green one?
Then I'm screwed, okay? But that essentially is, it's something that I didn't think anything of it, but I did a little bit of research here, and this is according to Healthline.com, which is a very, very factual website.
Very reputable.
Very reputable, yeah. But there is electrical conductivity, big words, that exists within the matrix, Jeremy. Yes, the matrix that functions as like an immune system defense here.
Okay.
And you can also have, it's similar to antioxidants, if you will, if you're taking those pills, which you like taking those pills, right?
I take my fish oils and my vitamin D, and I
eat after the fish oils?
So fishy. I'm earthing with my fishy breath, dude.
They're terrible.
I eat my blueberries every day, so.
Okay.
But can I just eat blueberries instead of laying on my back patio without my shirt on?
Well, you can walk around in your bare feet. I know you're a big guy that doesn't like having his.
I don't like having my toes stubbed, is the problem.
Okay, but on grass? Jeremy. There's not these massive, you know, blocks in your yard. I've seen your backyard. It's
fine.
It's very, very nice. You can walk around. Well, anyway, in a study that shows grounding and heart health, 10 healthy participants were grounding using patches on their palms as well as their hands and the soles of their feet. Blood measurements were taken.
Hold on. Patches of what?
Patches of grass, patches of dirt. You can hold dirt in your hand.
Oh, you just can hold the
grass. You can hold it. Yeah, it doesn't have to be. Yeah, so there you go. You can hold it as well.
Shut up.
So blood measurements, though, they were taken before and after the grounding to determine if there were any changes in red blood cell fluidity, which plays a role in heart health. The results indicated significantly less red blood cell clumping after grounding.
What if I like my clumping?
Well, then you're not going to be around much longer if you do like the clumping, because it's going to suggest heart health and benefits for cardiovascular health. Now,
Hold on. I'm looking this up. I have a screen in front of me from some hippy-dippy website here. Okay, so multiple things that earthing can do. It can help with your anxiety or depression.
Yeah.
Chronic fatigue, which is something I have because of mm-hmm. my hours, so I'm constantly tired. Here's your cardiovasculars on there, post-traumatic stress disorder, and pain and inflammation. So if I twist my ankle, is what this is saying, that I can go outside and rub tree bark on my ankle, and I won't need to go see my doctor.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's like if you have a broken leg or a sprained ankle, but I mean, it's beneficial for everything. We know there's electrical currents that go around everywhere in our body as well as the earth. And it's a natural way without being like, oh, I need to take some Advil again, or I need to do this or that, or take my baby aspirin, you know?
I get it. Here's Roger. The text line is opening up here. It is open up. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Madeline says grounding is real. Roger wrote in and says total placebo. I've had pain in my hands for years, and a friend recommended that I started earthing. I got a dirt box outside with organic compost and started soaking my hands. I guess you could do that.
You can do palms or your feet.
10 minutes a day, he goes on. He says, at first I noticed some relief, but that was just in my mind. The pain came back even worse. Oh, he says, the pain was not healed, and I was also stuck with stinky hands. And that's from Roger.
Well, let me, counteract that then, because, a bunch of these are coming in now. This is from Casey. I ground at least once a day for 10 minutes, and it has absolutely changed my sleeping habits. I feel so much more recharged and energized now that I have been doing this for about 6 months. So that's 6 months in, and Casey's still able to kind of get that circadian rhythm back, you know?
So do you have to, when you take your shoes off and you walk around barefoot in your back lawn, are you supposed to just stop and just close your eyes and kind of stare to the heavens?
You're supposed to go om.
Like a mecha, like a high, mecha hiney ho type thing? Or
I don't know. I don't know.
Is there a saying?
So I've done this before. I just walk around. I just walk around in my bare feet for about 10 minutes and just it feels good, man. It's nice and cool grass. It feels good.
Here's a Karen. Karen obviously needs this. I'm a big earther. I make it a point every day to have my feet touch various earth surfaces. I start with dirt, move to grass. I end with a box of leaves that I rub my feet with, she says. I've noticed my mood has changed.
Whatever works for
doing
you.
This.
But this is the thing. Think about it.
All right.
Okay. You're inside in your house.
All right.
First of all, you have shoes on constantly. So that's blocking. And then you also have concrete or your carpet or your hardwood floors, whatever. When you're inside, you're not touching natural.
You're not touching nature.
You're not at all.
You're not breathing nature. You're not hearing nature.
No. How about this one? How about this one from Ron? Doesn't work. That's all I got.
Ron,
thanks, Ron.
I'm kind of with you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
Danielle says, I have a grounding blanket that goes across my bed. I plug in the port into the outlet. I sleep very well every night. That's not the same. You
well,
can
that's
have
another
a blanket
thing.
That you can plug in. That's not the earth.
So, okay, but there are grounding mats, too. So that I don't know anything about a blanket, but I've read the grounding mats.
What's
also
in the mats?
Positively,
mulch?
They're positively They're positively charged mats. I don't know if this is placebo.
I'm onto something.
I don't know
mulch
if this
mats.
Is placebo.
Mulch mats. You can ground yourself.
Copyright
and relieve
it right now.
Your anxiety. Mulchmats.com, Josh. We'll have little polos made up with a cool little mulchy logo.
Look,
we'll travel the
thing.
Country. We'll go to conferences and trade shows selling the mulch mat. Are you with me?
I'm in. Can I get like 10% of this, though? I'm
no,
in. I'm with you.
Here's my idea.
Look, this is the thing. Yeah, but I'm the face of the franchise.
You just need a pretty face. Yeah.
This is the thing. I've heard you and Dom talk about this with other things is if the placebo effect works, who cares if it's placebo? If it's making you feel better,
then
who cares?
Honestly, you have a major point there. If it is making you feel better, then so be it. Xander. Yes, Xander wrote in, you can connect with the earth by just holding a piece of organic fruit or vegetables. If you don't have to go outside. I hold an apple when I'm feeling down. It changes my mood. Xander, he closes by saying, it sounds silly, but trust me, it works.
Well, I'm a big, I love apples.
Hold on, I got a banana over here. Hold on.
Here you go. Go
banana
grab it. Go
lunch.
Grab it.
Hold on.
I just think, look, I'm a huge proponent of fruit, and I love, love, love apples
I
or your bananas.
Banana.
Look at that. That's
Hold
a good
on, I got
one.
My banana.
That is a ripe banana right there.
Banana. Hold on. There's, I thumped it against the, hold on.
How you feeling?
I don't feel anything yet.
No, not yet? What?
Maybe we got to tag team it.
You got to eat it.
Come here. You hold the banana while I hold the banana. Look at this.
There we go. How you
We're going to connect with the banana.
Feeling good? My energy is transferring to your energy.
Hold on,
right,
close eyes. I'm gonna open my. Now make eye contact with me while you hold my banana. Hold it. Look at me.
Okay.
Look at me.
Direct eye contact right now. That's what we're doing. Do you feel it? Do you feel like the, through the ether?
I don't feel.
This is great radio.
I don't feel anything.
This is great radio right now.
This is stupid. Look, I can't eat the banana because your greasy hands roll over it.
I am a clean person, first of all. But, and also, you don't eat the peel.
Oh, I got to grab the actual banana?
Yes, got to grab the actual banana.
All right, we're done here.